Recorded Books presents On the Royal Range by William W. Johnstone and J. A. Johnstone, narrated by John Little. Chapter 1. Conversation around the campfire at Royal Ranch was light, and everyone felt buoyed by bowls full of warm stew. The day's work had been long and successful, which put Jarvis, Bone McGraw, erstwhile Texas Ranger, and current overseer of the men and ranch manager, in a good mood. Bone had been wearing himself thin with full days of work at the Royal Ranch. Then he'd ride on home to his own smaller ranch a couple of days a week, some miles north of the Royal Range. When Regis Royal himself was present at the ranch, his men were wary and not a little skittish. He had a tendency to ramrod everything. The man would pop up in the most unlikely of spots, and it was unnerving. Just when you think you earned a quick moment to lean on a shovel and wipe the sweat from your brow, there'd be Regis Royal. He'd not say a thing, but cast his tall, wide-shouldered shadow on whatever task you were up to, be it sinking fence posts or digging out a perimeter to lay stone for a new building's foundation. It seemed they were forever building some structure or another. They certainly were needed, especially the small houses for workers, because the Royal Ranch was a growing place. It also seemed that every time someone in a boss position about the place, usually Regis or Bone, but sometimes Cormac, Regis's partner in the steamship freighting business, opened up their mouths to speak, the ranch hands knew what they were going to say. And it usually was something about Regis having bought more land, and that was a never-ending source of conversational fodder for the boys come mealtime. "Honestly," one or another hand would say, "is there any more land for sale in Texas?" That brought a breezy laugh from the cluster of haggard men. They were knackered, having spent the day working under Bone's watchful eye. Even though Bone could be a hard man to please, he would dole out a nod or grunt of approval to the men when they tried at whatever task it happened to be, from fence-building to carpentering to brush-popping for wayward cattle. A man didn't always have to complete a task successfully to get one of those hard-earned but powerful grunts or nods from the man. He was willing to see you fail, once, though he rarely tolerated a second time. He'd call a fellow off to one side for a low-volume conversation. Even the most hardened cowboy could be dressed down by Bone McGraw and come away red-faced but grateful for the talk, and feeling bad about having let down the big, mustachioed ranger. He'd also work right by your side to show you a better way to do a thing. Could be smithery, fixing a snapped shovel or banging out another batch of nails. Or it could be riding down Bronx or repairing and maintaining tack. It didn't matter. It seemed Bone had done it all. And if you happened to know a thing that he did not know, he was not shy about asking you to repeat your instructions so that he might learn a new task by your side. Yes, Bone McGraw was a man the rest of the growing number of men at the Royal Ranch agreed was hard as stone, but a good fellow to work for. Their feelings did not run in quite the same direction when it came to ranch owner and top boss, Regis Royal. Oh, he too was a solid man, but he was not afraid to bellow a man down, right in front of everyone else, and then he'd storm off when he'd reached the end of his tether,
Sample complete. Ready to continue?